A truly ionic day here in the jungle.
Ionic.
With the announcement of the return of the Jungle World Tour. I am Jim Rome. This show is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Coming up in about 15 minutes, boxing analyst Mark Kriegel to break down Wilder Fury 2. We'll have that for you next segment. Albie's Week That Was coming up at the bottom of the hour. I've got the ATP still coming up. Big story today, though. Not that a guy tore his scrotum. Normally that would be, except we made the announcement that the tour stop is returning. The Jungle World Tour, I should say. And the first tour stop is going to be in Buffalo. If you are joining us late, April 11th, I am rebooting the Jungle World Tour. And I'm doing so in Buffalo very quickly. If you were part of the original tour, we have not had an event since 2004. So the world has changed. The tour has changed. We're going to bring it back and do it differently. Rebooted. It's going to be April 11th. This time you have to purchase tickets. It's at Shays Buffalo Theater. Tickets are for sale right now. They go on sale for the general public a week from today. If you are a Jungle listener, I've got your password. Really quickly, and the tickets are selling. If this is something you want to do, and again, if you're not about this and you don't want to pay to see a stage show, respect. It's not for everybody. But if you want to see something different, if you want to see me take this thing off the air and do a stage show, then come on out. Go to JimRomeWorldTour.com. JimRomeWorldTour.com. Pre-sale password, I should say, is Jungle. This guy tweets, Jeff Kuykendall. Damn, Rome. All the pit VIP tickets are gone already. I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe. There were not that many. Like I said, you want to jump on that thing. There are VIP packages. There are normal tickets. We try to price it as competitively as we could because I want as many of you to come as possible. The VIP packages, and there are a few of them, would include a meet and greet, signed pictures, after party, private party. Make sure you check it out. Go to JimRomeWorldTour.com. The pre-sale password is Jungle. The general public cannot get these tickets for another week. And Hitman Canadian tweets, you're expecting Buffalo to pay. Do you accept rubadongas, STDs, or pregnant teens in exchange for tickets? No. No, you cannot pay with gonorrhea.
Rubadonga.
You cannot pay with a rubadonga.
Rubadonga.
You cannot pay with a pregnant teen. You cannot pay with syphilis. You cannot pay with the clap. You cannot pay with herpes. No. No, no, just cash. Or credit. Francis in Glendale tweets, hey boss, do we have to do the tour stop in a theater? Did you forget what happened to my dude, Abe? Signed, President Ritt. Well done, Francis. Did you forget what happened to my dude, Abe? Well done, Francis. This guy's incredible. I love this tweet, especially if it's true. Jim tweets, brought my wife, 8 months pregnant, to the last tour stop here. I'll be bringing my 18-year-old son with me this time. That's incredible. Here's an email, Jimmy. A Buffalo tour stop announcement and a two-hour teased scrotum take. Today's going to go down as a memorable day in the jungle. Taking the short commute from Syracuse to Chillax with the rest of the upstate clones. Happy freaking Friday. Pat in Syracuse. You know what? The reaction's been so off the hook. I'm having trouble getting to the scrotum alert.
Chillax.
Dear Jim, I cannot wait. We already did that one.
Can't wait.
This one. 1-for-3-C-1 is in. Jim, I can get a white Bronco through a theater. Signed, the Miano Pan. Well, I get it. Billy Joel can jump the curb and drive into Shays. Johnny's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. Because what's not funny about DUI? Stop it, ghouls. All right, so really quickly. JimRomeWorldTour.com, presale password, jungle, back to the phones. We go to Sean in Buffalo. Good to have you, Sean. How are you?
I'm good, Romy. What's up? I was at your last tour stop in Vivo in 2001. I did the meet and greets with you. I have nothing but veneration from you. You're the real deal. I always remember, it's embedded in my head, you coming in hot OJ style with the chopper on your tail. I got a special request. Please bring back Jay Moore. War, global warming. Can't wait.
My man, Sean in Buffalo. The only problem with me going back to Buffalo is you're all expecting me to top that entrance. Listen, I'm going to be straight up with you. I can't top that entrance. Shays is not going to let me drive a white Bronco onto the stage.
Global warming.
Now, am I willing at this point in my life to jump through a table? No. Would I push Hawk through a table? Maybe. I don't know. I got to think about it. It's tough to top that entrance. The Black Hawk helicopter was the only thing. And for a lot of you, the Black Hawk didn't top that. There was nothing better than me rolling in a white Bronco at that time. Keep in mind, that was 2001. If you think it's crazy that I still get Orenthal emails and tweets even today in 2020, you can imagine what they were like in 2001 before there was Twitter or social. Hell yeah, that was a good idea for me to roll in there on a white Bronco. It killed. He said, hey, Rome, I got a request. Bring Jay Moore with you. I got a request for you, clones. What would you like to see at that? We're in the process of putting it together. My man, Rick, you got to be a part of the show. Rick in Buffalo has got to be a part of that show somehow, some way, right? I got to find a way to involve you clones. I don't know. I've never done a stage show like that. In a venue like that. It was different back in the day. We did them indoors. We did them outdoors. We did them in NBA arenas, MLB stadiums, minor league ballparks. I did one at a racetrack. Lots of different venues, lots of different places, and different content. Never forget my man Elk dressing up like Mrs. Doubtfire and pretending to be Monty. And bombing shots off the concourse at Enron. You never know. Rome, I'm so pumped for the Buffalo tour stop. A few requests, though. The theater must have wheelchair access. And my chair needs to be 10 feet away from a bathroom at all times. Also, hearing aid headphones must be there as well. And it can't go past 4 p.m. Signed, Frank Gore. Damasio, don't be an idiot, man. Dude, I know you, Damasio. I know you. I know what you're about. You're hating that Albuquerque didn't get it. That's not to say that you won't get one. It's just that you didn't get one. And it will go past four. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. James 22 Cunning tweets, freaking awesome. My mother effing man, Rome is coming to the B-Lo. Yes, I am. Ian Schroeder's in. He tweets, is this real life? I just actually bought tickets to a Jim Rome tour stop. This cannot be real life. I know, right? This cannot be real life. I actually sold you a ticket to the Jim Rome tour stop. This can't be real life. A tour stop, a tour stop, a tour stop. Let's keep it in Buffalo. Back to Buffalo. Line one, John. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey. Hello, hey, John. Jim. How are you?
I'm great. How about you, John?
Long-time listener. Listen, the town is buzzing right now. But come April 11th, it will be phenomenal. It will be an event of all events. And looking forward to it. I'm coming. Well, I'll be there with my nephew, and I just can't wait.
My man, I appreciate that, John. Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you and your nephew. How big is Shays? What's that venue? 3,700. That's a big venue. Get your tickets. Get them now before the general public gets their shot a week from today. A lot of you want to know how I'm coming in. Wells in the 360 says, if you had any kahunas, you would enter the stage by pole vaulting. Can you imagine that, man? Yeah, I'm not doing that. My scrote. Maybe a Fosbury flop. Maybe a high jump. Look, I'm going to leave that to the professionals. Because did you see what happened to one of the professionals when he tried to do it? Johnny One tweets, damn, Jim. Just bought four tickets. Then the wife says it's Easter weekend. That's true. It is Easter weekend. It is Easter weekend. Factor that in. Factor in that it's April 11th in Buffalo. Factor in that it's Easter. I got more advice for you. How about you don't tell the wife? Just do it, man. Shut up, Hawk. Just do it. It's 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. April 11th in Buffalo. You're going to want to get the hell out of the house. Go to Shays. It's a beautiful place. And then even if you're not in Buffalo or really close or adjacent to, I just want to be a part of something relating to the jungle. One of my favorite things about the tour stop back in the day, especially the SoCals, Silk, Trapper, guys like that, they would roadie. These guys were hardcore clones, and they wanted to connect with the other clones in other affiliated markets. That's part of the reason we took that thing on the road, so we could all go on the road and party on the road. DLH1029 tweets, War Writ exploding is a cloud of dust when he jumps on a table at a Buffalo tour stop. Exploding like a cloud of dust. Like he bounced off the table. Remember on our daily show, the TV show Rome, we used to play that video all the time of that dude who tried to jump into that ice lake and he bounced right off it. He didn't break through the ice. That'd be Writ jumping off a table in Buffalo. The table does not collapse. There's a cloud of dust and he bounces off it. Like that dude bouncing off the ice. All right, when we come back, I see you, Parody Larry. You're not getting on. Hey, Larry, why would I jack up a perfect day like this by having you do some parody that you're not going to get to and you're going to get run from? Parody. Parody Larry, take the rest of the day off, man. Just celebrate Buffalo. I've got Mark Kriegel coming up. That's next segment. We talk about Wilder and Fury 2. It is O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today for store-wide savings. Plus, earn double O Rewards points on all sale items like wiper blades, motor oil, tools, accessories, and more. Are you not an O Rewards member yet? Then head on over to O'ReillyAuto.com or visit in-store and sign up today. Take advantage of Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's fast, it's easy, it's free, but hurry. Double points are only available for a limited time. Also for a limited time, save 15% when you buy any set of Brake Best pads and two Brake Best rotors. So when your car is not stopping the way it should, the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the brake parts and supplies that you need to do the job right the first time. O'Reilly Auto Parts will make your auto repair, maintenance, and restoration projects so much easier. Stop in today or visit online and rack up double O Rewards points during Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
You know, if you listen to the program, you know that I am big on MMA and combat sports. But even long before that, I was a huge boxing guy. I'm still a huge boxing guy. I love boxing. And I love the matchup this weekend. Joining me to break it down is an ESPN boxing insider. He is an Emmy Award-winning broadcaster. He is author of acclaimed bestsellers, Namath, a biography, Pistol, The Life of Pete Maravich, and The Good Son, The Life of Ray Boom Boom Mancini. He is a good friend of the program. He is Mark Kriegel. Mark, it is good to have you on. How are you?
What's up, buddy? I'm good. Thank you.
In fact, let me put it another way. Before we get to the fight, my man, it's been a long time since I've had you on this show. How is life for you right now, Mark? What's going on?
Everything's good, man. Just busy. I'm in the plane all the time.
That's good, though. Busy's good. You and I know this. All right, so Wilder Fury 2 is tomorrow night, and you're going to work that fight. Mark, you've covered a lot of fights over the course of your career. So for those who have never been, kind of set the scene for me. What is the atmosphere like in Las Vegas in the build-up to a huge fight?
I think you know me well enough. I'm really not shilling here, okay? Because I do work for the broadcast now, but it feels like the old days. No BS. It really feels like the old days. First heavyweight fight I covered here was Bo Holyfield one, which really sort of alerted me to the possibilities of heavyweight boxing. It's not like any other sport. I'm not even sure it's a sport, really, but it feels like that in the press room. And I don't know, you know, what the number will be. I'm sure they got, like, smart guys punching it up. But it does feel like a real heavyweight fight.
We're talking to Mark Kriegel. Now, you've got a piece up right now on Deontay Wilder, and the headline is, what happened to the great American heavyweight? Mm-hmm. He's back. His name is Deontay Wilder. That's really high praise, and again, not something you would throw around lightly. Lay it out for me. What have you seen from him that makes you say that?
First of all, you know, when he started years ago, you had a reason to root for him. And you know, he walks into the gym because his kid's born with spina bifida. He's working at IHOP. He's working at Red Lobster. He's driving a beer truck, and he's got an early morning, a 4 a.m. beer run. And he walks into the gym. He doesn't want to be heavyweight champion of the world. He's willing to go in the ring, get knocked around, pay a couple bills. And along the way, he finds out he has this superpower, this right hand, which, as crazy as it may sound, is probably the single most destructive weapon in the history of the sport. There's a theory that the most destructive blows are the shortest, the most compact. Marciano, the punch that Foreman used to take out Moore. His is long. It unfurls like a whip. And it's like everything else about Deontay. It's a complete anomaly. So he walks into the gym to provide for his kid, and he finds out he's really got something. And it goes against the history, certainly for the last quarter century, of American heavyweights. I think one of the reasons people dumped on Deontay is that they didn't trust an American heavyweight. If you're a kid, you know, you're 6'3", you're 6'4", you're 6'5", 240, you run a good 40, you can give a vertical jump, you're not in the gym. You're not going to come up in a place where, you know, you're guaranteed it's going to stink, and you know a guy, no one ever cleaned a spit bucket. You're going to go into an athletic dorm in the SEC or the ACC or whatever. You're dunking, you're sacking quarterbacks, you're trying to break backboards. So I think that for a long time now, people didn't trust American heavyweights because they were almost by definition guys who failed at something else. And that was Deontay before he had his first kid. He was trying to walk on at a community college as a power forward. Same old thing. You know, we remember Michael Grant. The only recycled athlete to become a heavyweight champion is, in fact, Deontay Wilder. And I think that the other component to this is that you look back at the history of the division, going back to Dempsey Tunney, almost a damn century. You can't get over, like the wrestlers call it, you can't really pierce the public's consciousness until you have a rival. And it's not that the division just sucked or it lacked talent. My position is that it also lacked rivalries. And in the second that Tyson Fury got his ass up in the 12th round of their first fight, he reconfigured the division, perhaps the sport, but he also created a real rivalry with Wilder. And both of these guys need each other. It's peculiar that this kind of sport, and also holds for MMA, you need what you want to destroy.
Mark Kriegel is joining me. What a great response that was. That was a legendary response.
Now,
Mark, I loved it. I loved it. I miss you, my man. That's why I just let you go and do you. Now, to your point about you need rivals, the sport, every sport needs a rivalry. You touched on this in the piece about Wilder, and it came up in the press conference this week as mm-hmm. these guys debated which guy was more responsible for the other guy's fame. Mark, how do you answer that question? Did one guy make the other guy, or did they make each other, and do they need each other? What is it?
Yeah, they made each other and they need each other. And I fully expect, as does Fury, And he told us again yesterday that this will this is the sequel, but it's going to end as a trilogy. And you got to remember, they're already a lot of the heavy lifting has been done here contractually. They're contracted for a rematch, and the guy who gets to activate it is the loser. So think about, you know, I don't know how it's going to end. I think it's going to end in a knockout. I really don't know who, but either way, it's the loser who's nursing that regret who gets to activate the clause. And if I'm getting this correctly, and I think I am, it's an immediate rematch clause. So Fury says, I have three more fights. Now I expect him to change his mind, but what he sees is tomorrow night, the rematch with Wilder, and then whoever the hell is after that. He's got three fights left, but they need each other, and Wilder's been kicking around for a long time. He's held that belt, and you know I don't think the casual sports fan or even a dedicated sports fan, but a casual boxing fan really gave a damn. The conversation as far as Wilder is concerned inevitably focused on what he can't do, because again, he's a recycled American athlete, instead of what he can, which is this great right hand. There was one bit in our conversation, and I really like him, but you know, last, I guess it's a couple of years, he's talked about, I want a body on my record. And I have some authority to speak on that. I did a book on Mancini. I covered, God help us all, a fatality in the ring last year with Maxim Gadashev. And it pissed me off. I like Deontay, but I had a really difficult time reconciling the guy who says, I want a body, with the guy who cared for his kid the way he did. And I called him on it. And he says, well, that's my alter ego. That's, you know, I got to be like that going into a fight. Oh, come on, that's not right. And then he turned to me and he said, hey, listen, you know what you want to see. I guess he meant like you, in plural, you, the fans.
Boxing fans.
You. Yeah. So you know what you're coming to see. You want to see me take some guy out. And I'm always going to have sympathy and compassion for someone who falls in the ring, or anyone who does our sport. But now I'm putting words in his mouth, but this is what he, you know, let's liberate this construct from its hypocrisy. Every knockout is at least a metaphorical death. And you do get some peculiar, I don't know if it's joy, but a jolt from seeing it. You don't want it to go too far, but you want it to go pretty far. And you are watching certainly heavyweight boxing for Armageddon. And I have to say, I'm not comfortable with his answer, but I can't say it's not the truth. And I thought he's actually a pretty stand-up guy for that, too.
Hey, Mark, I mean, this is a fascinating part of the conversation. Like, when he says that, and by the way, he said it to me before, too, and mm-hmm. I also happen to like Deontay quite a bit. Is he saying, I want to give the fans their money's worth and let them see what they came to see? Because let's face it, we are gladiators and it's a blood sport. Or does he, like, literally want a body?
I think it's the former. I mean, you know, to literally want a body, you're a sick SOB. I'm sorry. So I think that, you know, in the moment he's talking about it, he's sort of in character, and maybe I'm being too easy on him here. But I'd sure like to think it's the former. I mean, what did you think?
I think it's the former, Mark. I think that he, like Jorge Masvidal, I've had this conversation with him. Man, these guys, they're different. They're wired. I always use that phrase. They're wired differently. They know why we're here. They know that just winning is not enough. They have to win a certain way. I really don't think a guy like that, especially as you mentioned his daughter, I don't think that he wants a body per se. And like you and I, Mark, you and I could talk for literally hours, if not days, about Ray Mancini, who is such an awesome guy. You and I talked when you used to come on my TV show. Mm-hmm. You and I would talk boxing, and we talked about Ray. Like, if you took a couple of minutes or just a little bit of time. Like, what kind of an effect did that fight with Dooku Kim have on Ray? I mean, you can go for weeks on that, but Ray was in that fight, and boxing was very different then. It was a 15-round sport. Like, for those who don't know that story, what happened to Ray?
Ray insisted that he was okay, and he wasn't. he wasn't. And the more sensitive, the more religious, in some respects, the better, more aware person you are, the more difficult it is to deal with. If you're closed and you're a sociopath and you can compartmentalize death, then you're going to be okay. So what hurt Ray, what I think in this terrible way would hurt someone like Deontay, is the very sensitive nature of the person himself, the religious nature of the person himself. If you're a sick SOB, then okay, guy died, walk away. But I don't really buy that he wants it. And I do think that being said, that being a championship level heavyweight, in particular, I'm sure this is true for MMA too, the lead up to a big fight is itself, you're dealing with monumental egos. To be the heavyweight champion of the world, you have to be really, really high on yourself. But the lead up, build up, getting out there almost naked is a form of insanity, man. It's a form of insanity. And you know, there's nothing, as you said, there was nothing normal about this. Going out there, stepping on a scale in your underwear, talking stuff to the other guy. And there is a part of you that wants to kill him.
Wait, and can I tell you, Mark, you know, I've always thought this, Mark, and I love boxing, and I love MMA, but why don't we go one step further? You're in your underwear, you're on a scale, and then you're getting in a squared-off circle in front of people who are there to see you kill the other guy, and if not kill him, then knock him out. Or, I mean, the whole thing is barbaric and incredible, and we all love it, so... Again, we can go on and on. What do you think is going to happen tomorrow night in that fight?
The interesting look what happens at the weigh-in today. The biggest clue to me, check out the weigh-in today, check out the number that Fury weighs
right
in. If he is 265 or north of it, 270, as he keeps saying, that necessitates a certain kind of strategy. He's not going to dance around, and he can dance. He's as agile and graceful a big man as there has been since Ali. I'm not saying he's Ali, but I am saying in that respect, he is Ali-like, except he's 6'9". But if he's 270, he's not dancing around for 12 rounds. He's being straight with us and saying, I am going for the knockout. And he's retooled with his old team from Kronk. He was at Kronk Gym in Detroit under Emmanuel Stewart for a month in 2010. And he's brought Sugar Hill Stewart, Emmanuel's nephew, and Andy Lee, an Irish middleweight who's also his Tyson's cousin, who trained under Emmanuel for 7 years. He's brought them in this time. And what Kronk is about is, you know, I have good technique, and I am going to use it to take you out. So he wants to be very efficient and very aggressive. He thinks that he can outbox Wilder again, still lose a decision. Also, because Wilder needs just one shot, you can outbox him and find yourself getting cracked too. So he thinks he's going to bully the bully. There's a lot of sense to it. The safest place against a guy like Wilder, who needs to extend, is inside. All of it makes sense, but it still seems antithetical. The boxer is going to go inside and attack, but look at that number on the scale, because that will tell you how I think the early part of the fight goes. I don't think whatever happens, I don't think it lasts beyond six rounds.
Mark Kriegel, my guest. It's going to be an amazing fight, and that conversation helps so much. He is an ESPN boxing insider. He is an Emmy Award-winning broadcaster, and again, the author of Namath, a biography, Pistol, the life of Pete Maravich, and The Good Son, the life of Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Mark, it is so good to have you back. What a great job by you, man. Have a great weekend. Let's do it again soon.
Pleasure, buddy. I miss you.
I miss you too, Mark. That was great. That was so much fun, Mark. Appreciate you. Always have. Always will. Mark Kriegel, one of our favorites. It had been way too long since we had him on. All right, so I hope that helps you. Had you not been paying attention or did not know that much about the first fight or these two guys, that was an excellent conversation. We ran long, but I'm glad we did. Time now for a sports update. Still ahead. Obvious week that was. I will get that in for sure. Here is your sports update. Wherever work gets done, Grainger is there with the industrial supplies, safety products, and time-saving services that you need to keep your business running smoothly. See for yourself when you visit Grainger.com. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Friday also is an ATP day. And you know the ATP is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Dear Rome, your ATP, here it is. You wanted it, you got it. When is Alvin's week that was? Signed, Mike in Colorado. Good question, Mike. Here it is.
Right as I went over the bar, the pole recoiled and got me in the sweet spot.
What's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A tremendous Monday to you. Hope you had a good weekend. Nice to have you here. Lots of show to get to. Let's not waste time. NBA All-Star Game was yesterday. So if I'm going to start the program by talking about the national anthem, that's never a good thing. I'm not going to call it weird. I'm just going to say that it was a Chaka Khan version of the anthem. The league made some changes, they took some chances, and it paid off. Can't say how many times I've rolled in here the day after and said, man, that sucked. That was the worst. Not this time. That was a damn good All-Star game. Here's Mark Stein. What is their argument for still using a BlackBerry?
I'm not giving up my keyboard. I don't care what scorn is coming my way. Throw this iPhone in the trash.
Jim, I still have my BlackBerry Curve. It's been 10 years.
77.
Happens to us all.
70 freaking 7. The guy went out there and he Ray Borked it. Tiger's back, baby. Back to having a bad back. Back to having even worse rounds. Back to Raymond Borking it. Marcus Howard is my guest.
We wear white jerseys for home games, you know, primarily. And he would always tell the fresh, hope you brought a pair of, like, dark socks because freshmen are going to pee down their leg with nervousness.
In a perfect world, it would have happened.
In other words, look, I'd have loved to have done it. So let's just move on. Yeah, I don't think anybody's moving on, Commissioner. Leonard Hamilton is back.
Hello, Jim. How are you doing on the West Coast?
Where are you?
In a shower of sparks on his
Hamlin is my guest.
Crashes happen all the time in a Daytona 500. Definitely didn't know the severity of it until afterwards. Still thinking about Ryan and his whole family. That's our main concern.
Jeff Ward is my guest.
So when you get down 3-1, you often wonder if the guys did not squeeze their sticks hard this time.
What's your beef?
Don't bring it up if it's not worthy.
Anyway, that's my beef, Jim. This is Bob in L.A.
So, Kathy Lee can go bite my ass. Excuse me.
Kathy Lee can go bite my nuts.
Let that boar ride.
I got lit 30 mil on fire. And for what?
What?
Caleb Wesson is joining us. What did you make of kale chips?
Oh, it was disgusting. No offense to anybody who eats them, but I don't know how they do it.
Gardner, man, come on.
Hopping in my brand new RV.
Document. My man, document, let us in.
I want some facts.
Where are the pics?
You stink.
Where's the video?
Keep it rolling.
Email.
Dear Rome.
Boom!
Squad! Irate Craig. I might break my own moratorium. All right, so it's Wednesday. You have to think by midweek, pretty much everybody has gotten in their takes on the Astros and the commissioner by now, right?
Piece of metal.
Wrong.
He didn't. He didn't earn it.
Every single guy over there needs a beating.
They cheated. Me going up their plate knowing what's coming. Pretty fun up there.
No, the commissioner's ever won anything in his life.
You're only really sorry because you got caught.
Cheater! CJ Nikowski.
I feel exactly the same way you do. It's like we're all, you know, all baseball channel when I'm doing radio. We're like, ugh, let's get past it, but you can't.
Mark Pope.
Man, hey, I'm so hyped to be on the show, my friend. My entire forgettable NBA career, I got to listen to your show. So in that sense, I felt like we had to grow up together, man. Yeah, it's very cool.
He struck out Joe Mauer three times.
Three times in high school. Uh-huh. I have no idea how he didn't make the show.
Do you know he once went to a wedding and Michael Jordan knew who he was?
I wish you guys nothing but best.
Troy Polamalu.
I started to become impressed, you know, with myself. Wow, I can't believe I play against Tom Brady, you know, Calvin Johnson and Adrian Peterson.
Clones, we're not talking about Yasmin Bleeth. I'm not here for it. They don't pay me to do that. Joined right now by Charles Robinson.
I don't even want to know what Yasmin Bleeth photos are out there. I need to work the rest of the day, so.
You can't unsee what you've seen, but I'm not going to say that. Hot Dog Delight. Now, you know who's the Hot Dog King of Maine? Ricked. He's the Hot Dog King of the world, man.
Come on.
Kelly Bryant.
You know, learning how to walk and eat again, gain weight, but, you know, doing my family and my friends and the support helped me to get back on my feet.
It would have been pretty easy at that point for you to say, you know what, football's not in the cards, my career is over, but you didn't. How come?
Man, I'm a fighter, Mr. Wrong. You've been a star of my life.
Twitter!
Hey, Catboy! Hey, Catboy! Catboy! I got some fancy fees for you, Catboy! It's going to be in April 11th in Buffalo! The shiny up-and-coming city of Buffalo.
That theater should be jam-packed, Jim. I'm so excited. I'm sweating in here.
I am just absolutely wasted on jungle crack right now.
I was there in 2001 when they rolled you out in that white Bronco.
I'm coming there with my nephew, and I just can't wait.
Can't wait.
Who are you, my grandmother?
I'm speaking to.
You're going to nip me a sweater?
We need to change the whole entire game plan at halftime.
949-385-0447.
Always good to be with you, pal.
You do an unbelievable job for us, so thanks for having me on.
That was a premeditated crop dusting.
She locks.
Don Cherry's video.
When Jim Rome calls, I answer.
Feel like I've been injected with jungle crack. The Jungle World Tour. Buffalo, April 11th. Tickets are for sale right now.
I can't believe how cheap it is.
Just do it, man.
We are completely stoked.
Good night now!
Alvy's week that was. Crack is whack, but I feel like I got injected with the jungle crack. Let's quickly go to Culver City. It's here in SoCal. Pasquale. Pasquale, what's going on?
Romy, what is up, brother? Pimp in the Box, Dan Smack, Hall of Famer. You're a legend. It's amazing to be on this phone line with you. I really appreciate you, man.
Man.
You know, I've been listening to you since 96. I was a kid in day camp, 11 years old, with listening to Rome, you know, on my ear with the radio. And I remember running to you at the tour stop in La Puente Hills. You said I was going to take your job, and me and my mom, we saw you with Janet. We were on the flight together to Phoenix, so I'm so happy for all you've done and, you know, being a Hall of Famer. I just have to give you my props, man. Really appreciate all you've done for radio, and, you know, you speak out on subjects that people don't speak on, and I just appreciate that, man. I couldn't be more than happy for you, man.
Pasquale, I appreciate you. It's so good to hear your voice, and I really appreciate you saying that, taking time. It was good to see you and moms on that flight, and that's great. I really appreciate you saying it, man. Thank you so much. Nice thing to say. Listen, I appreciate anybody who listens and responds, but I know that a lot of you, like that guy just said, I was in daycare at age 11 listening to you. I kind of grew up on it. Means the world to me. Thanks so much. Huge call coming up momentarily. Wherever work gets done, Grainger is there with the industrial supplies, safety products, and time-saving services that you need to keep your business running smoothly. See for yourself when you visit Grainger.com. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Quick reset and a quick recap for you. We made the announcement. The Jungle World Tour is coming back April 11th. First stop is in Buffalo. You've got to get tickets. Go to JimRomeWorldTour.com. JimRomeWorldTour.com. Tickets are on sale right now for you Jungle listeners. The pre-sale password is Jungle. The tickets go on sale for the general public a week from today. If you want to get them right now and you want to lock it in, JimRomeWorldTour.com. Password, Jungle. First city, Buffalo. Shays, Buffalo Theater. Man, that was exciting. What a great day and a great announcement. And for those of you who have bought tickets already, thank you so much. Can't wait to get back to Buffalo and see you that night. April 11th, Shays Buffalo Theater. Once again, JimRomeWorldTour.com. Presale password Jungle. My thanks to Mark Kriegel, Ross Tucker, Luca Garza, way back in hour number one. And you clones, thanks for listening and especially for buying the tickets. If you've done so already, make sure you get yours. And I will be in Buffalo on April 11th. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday. We're out.